Welcome to episode 1072 of the Geek News Central podcast. It's Thursday, October 29th. This show is sponsored in part by GoDaddy.com and listeners just like you. Great deals from GoDaddy can be found at geeknewscentral.com/GoDaddy. Support this show today at geeknewscentral.com/insider or just paypal.me/geeknews. You can always pick up Ohana gear at cafepress.com/Ohana store. Hey everyone, welcome to the show. And I am definitely remote today. I'm out on the East Coast, very, very close to Washington, D.C. And I'm recording the show with a brand new Zoom H6. So I'll be very curious to hear how the sound is from this recorder. And using one of my longtime headsets that I've used for years. So I hope the sound is good tonight. Of course, I want to give a very, very warm welcome to the Ohana and all of you that are brand new listeners here to Geek News Central. If you're brand new, we want you to get over to geeknewscentral.com. We want you to check out the website. You can subscribe on the sidebar. There's a place there for iTunes, for Android. Really, you can get connected easily with the show just by visiting the website. Of course, we've got a lot of great shows at Geek News Central as well. We've got partner shows. We've got the new media show. We've got the Gadget Professor, Health Tech Weekly, The Elder Divide, and No Better Than Average. So definitely check out all those shows. There's something really there for everyone, and we want you to definitely, again, check those all out. Of course, check out the great content on the website as well. This show is really, to stay in touch, you can follow me on Twitter at Geek News. I'm on Google+, on Facebook. This show you can't watch because we're only on audio, but when I'm back in Hawaii, the show's available on the Roku or on the Apple TV. You can listen on the Amazon Echo. Just tell Alexa to play the Geek News Central podcast. Of course, available via Stitcher and on Blueberry.com as well. If you have comments about today's show, you can email me here at geeknews@gmail.com. That's the best place to get connected with me and leave comments. I normally read all of the emails that come into the show, so definitely feel free to do so. Our show tonight is sponsored, of course, by GoDaddy.com, and you can find all my specials for GoDaddy at geeknewscentral.com/GoDaddy. GoDaddy's been a longtime sponsor here of the show, and we've always got great deals. We got ongoing offers for this month of October with 30% off codes, 99cent.coms. So we've got a dollar a month economy hosting, dollar a month WordPress hosting managed, and of course, website builder with Microsoft Outlook email address for a dollar a month for 12 months. Always check the details on the pricing so you know what the cost reverts to at the end of the 12 months. But almost all of those offers, all of those hosting offers come with a free domain. So if you haven't got a domain picked out or you're looking to get another one, you can get that free domain when you pick up that hosting account by using my promo codes. Again, that 30% off order or 30% off on new product orders, that code starts with CJCGNC30. And then all my other codes, again, are on geeknewscentral.com/GoDaddy. We want you to check all those promo codes out and mix and match and buy as necessary over at GoDaddy. Pick up a hosting account. Pick up one of their additional services like mailing list software. Really, they've got a full line of products and services that you need as a business owner, as an individual, to get online and stay connected. Again, I want to thank GoDaddy for being a longtime sponsor here. I want to thank each and every one of you that have used a GoDaddy promo code this month. We're coming here to the end of the month. We'll know how we did in a few days. But again, thanks to GoDaddy for being a continued sponsor here at Geek News Central. Well, as I kind of alluded to again at the beginning of the show, I am on travel. The show is going to be remote for the next 3 weeks. So I'm kind of getting settled in. I'm not going to be staying in one spot the entire time. I'm going to be moving around. But this trip, I've decided to, and I bought a Zoom H6 some time ago, to use in one of my sidelines that I do, where I do retirement ceremonies and weddings and stuff like that for streaming. It's the primary audio interface for that. So I've been real happy with the Zoom H6. So tonight I basically have the headset plugged right into the Zoom and then an audio feedback. So it's a little bit different sound than I'm used to at home. And the mic distance is a little bit different. So I think what we're going to end up having is a little bit different sounding show today. That should not come as a surprise at all. But it will be fun to kind of get a feel for how the show sounds at the end of this particular podcast. But anyway, you guys don't care about the gear. But I did have an interesting flight out. I flew on American Airlines, and of course I'd flown on America US Air earlier last month, whenever it was, and had a pretty good experience on US Air. But it went on American, the flight out of Honolulu, while the seats do lean back further than a United seat, I'm going to tell you, and those of you that are watching Facebook, and I'm just going to say it, the seats were hard as a rock. And when I got off the plane in Dallas, literally my butt hurt. I mean, it really, and it felt like someone had been like hitting me for 6 or 7 hours. It was just, oh my God, excruciating. You know, if they're going to make the seats smaller on any airline, that's cool. We all know that they're trying to squeeze more of us in the airplane as possible. But why not give us a nice, comfy seat to set our butts on? I think they're purposely making the seats painful. Oh my God, it was horrendous. So did not endear me at all to their airlines. Now, Jack, I know that having, you know, you've got many, many years, a close alliance with, and of course, we're talking about Jack is, used to be the senior pilot at American, has been retired for a number of years, but he's an avid listener of the show and helps us out at CES and a variety of different events. But boy, oh boy, not a great experience in coach, and I really didn't sleep, and I was kind of keeping track of what was going on and watching the service level. For an 8-hour flight, the flight attendants, and I was on the inside, I'd already brought my own water because I don't trust the airlines to ever give me something to drink, but the airline attendants were by just twice, and that was really unacceptable for 8 hours. It really, really was. But I did get some sleep on the second flight, but still same situation with the seat, not great. So not great experience with flying American. You know, I think two airlines really in the recent past have really stood out in my mind is both Delta and United, in my opinion at least, have had better service and better material condition in the airplane. Now, Delta definitely, I think, has the best material condition of all the airlines I've flown recently. Definitely the most friendly flight attendants as well. My experience on Delta was such that seriously considered permanently switching to them. They treated folks in coach really the way people get treated in first class. And that makes a big difference. It really, really does. So anyway, I know you guys don't want to hear necessarily about my exploits in flying, but I just wanted to kind of share my experience and having not flown. You know, I've flown American a couple of times, maybe over the past 2 or 3 years, but this was definitely the longest haul with them. But being in cattle car, it is what it is. You're packed in there like spam in a can, no matter what airline you're on. You got to get those butts in the seats and fill them as full as I can and to maximize profits. But just give us like an inch more padding on those chairs. And who knows, maybe I picked one where You know, someone had been pounding on it with a club for a while to flatten it out before I got on the airplane. Okay, I've got a couple of you have responded to the business opportunity that I haven't given a lot of details on, and I'm going to start responding to those emails and letting you know kind of what exactly that business opportunity is. There will probably be some that won't be interested after I kind of talk a little bit about it, but if you are looking for something, a way to earn some money, this may be a potential for you. So definitely drop me an email, and I'll kind of share some details of what it is before we before I give you the whole pitch per se. Okay, did get an email back from Sam. Sam is going to get to work on the app shortly. I appreciate that, Sam. I know he's busy working on some other projects at this time, so he's going to be able to get to me when he gets caught up. But it you know, beggars can't be choosers, and I definitely appreciate any assistance and for helping out with the show. It's greatly appreciated. I saw an article today talking about it. I didn't go into too much detail on it because I had to sign in and do a bunch of different things. But a lot of folks today are going to like programming boot camp or developer boot camp. And I'm really curious if any of you are working with or are associated with someone that went to one of those like 90-day programmer boot camps. If any of you know of anyone in your circle that may have attended one of those, I'd love to hear from them on how that went, if they picked up a job afterwards. We're always looking for developers. At my company, we're looking for people that work with Amazon Web Services, variety of things. And I really do have some positions for some IT-type folks, being information technologists, folks that are the, you know, the guy that takes care of the servers and that kind of stuff. So if any of you have an experience in that and have some time cycles and you're willing, and it would be, this would be a part-time gig, but if you have some time cycles, I'm definitely looking for people. So email me. We should have a few in this crowd. And again, this is something you can work evenings or on the weekends, but it's specifically EC2, RDS, everything that's really kind of involved in server services over at Amazon. I definitely want to hear from you for sure. Load balancing, database management, that kind of stuff. So fire me an email here at geeknews@gmail.com. And if you've got any programming skills, I've got some stuff that I've got cooking here personally. This is not anything for Raw Voice, but if you've got some WordPress skills, definitely ping me, because I've got a new project that I've been talking with one of my associates with. I'm very excited about this new project, and I'm hoping to launch something next year. It revolves around the podcast, and I've purchased a bunch of podcast .new top-level domains. So if you're a WordPress expert, definitely email, because again, I'm looking to do this, and I'm looking for some volunteers. If you've got real mad skills, definitely will pay you. Looking for some help on that. And if you want to help out in that new project, drop me an email and kind of explain what I'm thinking about doing and what it's going to take to get it up and running. And it's going to be a project that's going to give back to folks like you, and also potentially new podcasters. So anyway, drop me an email here, geeknews@gmail.com. All right, let me go ahead and move into the stack of stuff that I have tonight. Not a lot of huge news, but one thing that did make headlines today was the OnePlus X smartphone. And the OnePlus is back in the limelight with a new phone. Again, the OnePlus X. The first device in a new product line, the X isn't an out-and-out powerhouse, but focus on high-quality materials and a great design. And Andrew, one of our writers at Geek News Central, did a full review on it. So definitely take a peek at that article. I have a link up in the show notes at geeknewscentral.com. On top of that, we had another article on Geek News Central today from Mike Dell, who wrote about Outlook for iOS. And even though we know this has been out for a while, Mike had been using it a lot lately and had some hands-on experience. And Mike's a guy that I trust a lot. And definitely check out his review on Outlook for iOS. If you haven't loaded this particular app on your iOS device yet, definitely worth a peek. For the latest quarter, global shipments of tablets are down again. And this is the fourth successive quarter where tablet sales have plunged. In the third quarter of 2015, manufacturers shipped 48.7 million tablets worldwide, down 12.6% year-on-year, with an estimate that there are 581.9 million tablets in the world, but sales growth is really going down sharply. And what is really the case here, and this is true at my house as well, is that, you know, we made initial purchases of tablets, and whenever I upgrade a tablet, which is more often than anyone else in my house, the tablets get passed down, the older ones. My wife is so much in love with her iPad, she's still on an iPad 2. She let an iPad 3 go to one of my kids, and she has no desire to upgrade her tablet right now. Now, I'm sure at some point, you know, the battery may not be charging as good, or there'll be some reason at some point she'll want to make the jump. But really what boils down to is unless you damage a tablet, you know, they're pretty, durable. And what are we doing on them? We're maybe playing some games. Maybe we're doing some email, surfing the web. And what we have is a perfectly good device that really, unless you're a power user, doesn't, you don't need anything more than that. So this is a big problem for companies like Apple and Samsung. They definitely want continued new sales, higher sales, but the churn, they're saying that the average time a person holds a tablet is 4 years. Now, what are we doing with our mobile devices? We're upgrading those every 2 years. Some folks every single year. But tablets are in a whole different category. Now, eventually it'll catch up and there'll be more people upgrading. But right now, it's pretty flat. So if you think about what did they say in the article? It's 500 some million total worldwide, 581 million. Well, you would expect then if it's a four-year turn time, then probably we're looking at about 100 million, a little over 100 million new tablet sales a year, which that's not the type of, you know, type of range that companies want. And we'll see if it gets worse as time goes on, because I'm definitely not going to be buying new tablets for my kids. They're going to get the oldest tablets, unless they go out and buy their own. And of course, I've got two that are old enough to do that now on their own themselves. But they don't really want a tablet. They just want to work off their phone. So it's something we'll have to continue to watch from a market standpoint and see if it hurts the company stock prices, you know, across the board. There's news today off the New York Times. And of course, it was all behind a firewall, but everyone was reporting on it, that Android and Chrome OS may be combined, merged together as early as next year. Many of us have wondered if Google would merge its Android and Chrome operating system. And of course, the company has held them basically as important but distinct builds and part of their strategy. So the Wall Street Journal is reporting that Google has been working for the past 2 years to merge Chrome OS and Android. And that's more evident than anywhere with Android TV. So the result is that they say they're going to have a unified operating system to be officially released to the public in 2017, but we may see an early version as soon as next year. The Wall Street Journal says that the new version of Android will also run on PCs, but it's not clear if the company is talking about Windows and Mac computers or just a rebrand extension of the Chromebook lineup. So we'll see where this leads, but very interesting move here. I'm not surprised. You know, you have good aspects of Android, good aspects of Chrome, the OS. You merge those together, you get a pretty cool hybrid from a code and update standpoint. Seems to me like it makes a lot more sense. Only time will tell as we move forward here. But they divergent. You have to have two different teams, two different code bases. You bring it together. It's like one whole team working together. I just think it makes a lot more sense. If you're an Amazon Prime member, members can own Adobe Photoshop Elements for just $40. That's available. That's pretty cool. So Photoshop Elements, you know, really works well for most non-professional photo editing folks. So that's very, very cool. Normal Elements would be about $70, so it's a $30 discount, which is a great deal. I'll have a link up in the show notes. T-Mobile is reportedly going to be giving you free data for streaming video. Now, what this really means is that T-Mobile will soon be offering unlimited high-speed data for select video streaming services, including Netflix. Whoa, that's big. Potentially HBO. So that could be huge, 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 huge. You can imagine that. You're on T-Mobile, and I'm on travel right now. I could stream Netflix for free. That would be awesome. It really, really would. So maybe Netflix is subsidizing, I don't know, but that could be a big seller, really, really could. There's a new startup called Up There, and it's kind of a weird company name, but Up There is a new cloud storage service. Of course, there's lots of those right now, but they want to make your file syncing a thing of the past. And really what they're trying to do with this particular offering, and it kind of sounds a lot like Google Docs, but on steroids, is that your hard drive would simply be in the cloud. And everything that you do and everything that you save and is really not synced. It's just, excuse me, stored in the cloud and saved. Now, how you make that work across multiple devices or teams, I don't know. It's obviously close to what's going on now. You know, a lot of the stuff that happens on your phone, you do the work and then it syncs later. This is talking about live syncing and a whole bunch of technology that really just makes everything totally in the cloud. I think it's a good idea. Now, the person behind this came from Apple. So are they a day or a dollar short? I don't know. I know there's services that kind of do this already, but there is a beta of this available. All you got to just go to upthere.com, UPTHERE.com. In an article, or actually in a big news story today, in a non-binding resolution, the European Parliament has voted to grant asylum to Edward Snowden. For in a 285 to 281 vote, overcoming huge pressure to cancel all charges against him have been put forth by the European Parliament. So this is huge that they have voted on this. Again, a non-binding resolution. And basically, they're asking European nations involved to consider basically giving Edward Snowden a break and not allowing him to be extradited. So again, but it wasn't, if we think about this, 285 to 281, it was close. So they're still, you know, close to 50%, at least even in the European Parliament, who did not want this to this resolution to go down. So Snowden, of course, is real happy about it. He was tweeting about it today. But I don't know. What do you think? Do you think Germany? Do you think the UK? You think a lot of the countries that have real close relationships with the United States is going to take it a step further and allow Edward Snowden to come into the country and not be extradited with, you know, many of these are very close allies. I don't know. I don't know if they'll do that. Maybe France will, and maybe a few of the other countries in Europe, but maybe that's just what Snowden needs, enough of a, you know, enough countries to say, yes, we won't extradite you to the U.S. to give him some options in moving around and getting out of Russia. Time will tell. We'll see where this leads. Many of you super gamers out there, I have, and I know my kids are crazy about Twitch. Twitch is, long been known for folks viewing live broadcasts of video games. But the social video platform is also expanding beyond that audience to include musicians and artists. So they announced some stuff on Twitch Creative today. Let me take a shot of H2O here. So the Twitch Creative channel is a recognition that there are other things besides games that people can live stream. So this is an interesting move that they are expanding here. To celebrate the Twitch Creative channel, Twitch will broadcast all 403 episodes of the TV series The Joy of Painting. Ooh, that sounds like an interesting one. Who was hosted by artist Bob Ross and aired originally on PBS. And I believe he has already passed away, but they're going to play all those episodes and a variety of different events too. So at what point does Twitch just become another YouTube channel? Sprint is in the news with a new $20 unlimited plan, throttle speed after 1 gigabyte. So be very careful here. This offering is just completely bogus. So what they're doing is they're calling it unlimited data, starter unlimited data. You get one gig of high speed. Then after your 1 gig, you get dropped to not 3G, you get dropped to 2G. You know how fast 2G is? 2G is really small, really slow. 2G is being used today for alarm monitoring and some services like that. So it would be very, very, very slow. If you're that desperate, there's buy-as-you-go plans. You don't need to switch to this plan by Sprint. Deezer is expanding podcasts and talk radio to bolster its streaming library. Of course, after nabbing Stitch in 2014, Deezer has added podcasts to its service. Now its streaming option is filling out its library and adding these features to make their experience a bit more enjoyable. Deezer has a lineup of podcasts and talk shows that now total 40,000, doubling the previous tally. Library shows include programming from the likes of NPR, CBS News, sports coverage like TalkSport, and more. And next, the company apps have new tools for podcast listening. There are playlist and sharing options now, as well as offline listening and the Premium Plus subscribers that will allow access during a flight. Other times, a connection is not available. So for those of you that have access to Deezer, and I guess, of course, Deezer is not available in the United States, be aware that you can get some podcast on Deezer today. I don't even know if this show is on there or not. If you are hosting with 000 Web Host, be advised, they've been storing your passwords in plain text. A security researcher has discovered a trove of more than 13 million plain text passwords that appear to belong to users of 000 Web Host, a service that says it provides reliable and high-speed web hosting for free. Maybe they should have invested a little more in their technology. I can see why it was free, storing users' passwords in plain text. 13 million is a big number. wonder what kind of websites they're hosting. Well, this is really not a tech story, but it kind of ties into stuff that's happening in China. China is ending its one-child policy. The news emerges at the end of a four-day meeting of China's ruling Communist Party. All Chinese couples will now be able to have two children, not just one. The BBC notes that since its introduction over 30 years ago to control the birth rate, the policy has been estimated to have prevented about 400 million births or resulted in terminations. But recently, China's aging population has been cause for concern among senior officials, and many have been calling for a change to the rules. They need more people paying taxes and working. That's what it boils down to. So two-child state. This is they're going to allow couples to have two kids. So maybe there will be more girls in China. The having a boy was paramount in carrying on family names and so forth. And we all know what happened to many of the girls that were born, or a sonogram maybe showed that the couple was having a girl, terminated pregnancies and so forth. So it's going to be good for the diversity of the population to have, each couple allowed to have two children. LinkedIn has surpassed 400 million users, tops Q3 targets with a strong Q4 outlook. The social network reported a net loss of $41 million or 31 cents per share. They did have $780 million in revenue. Wall Street was looking for earnings of 46 cents a share with $755.64 million in revenue. Where are they spending all their money? If they're making that much cash, how come they can't make a profit? It's just amazing. It really, really is that they, of course, they acquired lynda.com in April, so I'm sure that ate into their profitability some. Of course, they paid $1.5 billion for that. So any of you use lynda.com? I've never used lynda.com. But anyway, everyone seems to be pretty happy with the results, even though they lost a bunch of cash. But we'll keep an eye on LinkedIn as we move forward. I use LinkedIn a lot. If you're not following me on LinkedIn, I encourage you to do so. NASA releases a jaw-dropping view of the Pluto crescent, a full view. Pretty awesome picture. It really is. I saved it as my new computer background. It is really an amazing shot. So I'll have that link up in the show notes. You guys can grab it. Grab it too. Big news out of the FDA. Most accepted cancer treatments in modern medicine come with a lot of collateral damage. Cancer cells are simply more susceptible to radiation and chemotherapy than healthy cells because of their higher metabolism. But what if we could treat cancer specifically? This is finally becoming a reality with a new cancer-killing virus that has just been approved, yes, a virus, by the FDA. The virus is called T-VEC is the brand name, and it's programming to seek out and destroy advanced melanoma skin cancer. So I've always wondered when this day would come. So we'll see here what happens with this, but using a virus to kill, essentially a virus. So, very, very cool. So we'll see what happens with this. A link will be up in the show notes. Finally, last couple of articles. Again, a little short show tonight. I get a little bit of a runny nose, so if I'm sniffling on you, I apologize. But Title II was suspected to kill investments. And this was, of course, the Title II. It was forced upon companies like Comcast. But apparently, Comcast and other ISPs are spending a lot of on investment. With net neutrality rules and Title II exposing to derail investment, we're seeing these companies spend record amounts of money investing in their company. Now, there was hearings just a couple of days ago to discuss how common carrier regulations will cause supposedly a decline in investment. But for the quarter ending in September 30th, a three-month period occurred entirely after the FCC rules. Comcast's latest earnings report said its capital expenditures increased 11% to $2.2 billion over the same period of the previous year. So at least for Comcast, they are spending a lot of money. Wireless investments up at Verizon, T-Mobile, and of course they're continuing to do LTE upgrades. Of course, they weren't necessarily affected too much by this ruling, but people are spending a lot of cash, and there is a lot of a lot of folks in Congress still that want to reverse the Title II decision. Those of you that are IT types out there, hackers are exploiting SQL injection flaws to infect MySQL servers with a malware program that are used to launch a DD denial of service attack. Symantec found MySQL servers in different countries infected with a malware program called ChickDOS, C-H-I-K-D-O-S, that has variants for both Windows and for Linux. The Trojan is not new. It was first documented in 2013, but they've seen an increase in the number of attacks. So just be aware of that. It's out there and it's happening. Final article tonight, Newegg. Month-long Black Friday sales kick off next week. So this is huge. They're going to have 1 month of Black Friday. So again, we're less than a month ago from the official Black Friday, but Newegg is anxious to cut off it's a huge holiday shopping season, and to remind everyone, and especially all you geeks out there, it's going to host an entire month of savings, and Black November will start on November 1st. So they're going to have, for the 1st to the 3rd, 900 products across all categories. 4th through the 9th will be gaming type stuff. 10th through the 26th will be discounts on a variety of items. It's going to be refreshed on a regular basis. Of course, on Black Friday itself, there's going to be short-term massive price cuts through Newegg with many limited quantity deals. And then Cyber Monday with fresh discounts and other promotions. So get your credit cards ready, set, go. Well, a short show tonight, but my goal is to bring you some more short shows in the coming weeks. As I'm traveling here, and I'm very, very curious to see how this new rig is working and how the sound sounds. I'm noticing I'm not completely happy with the pickup on this. It's a little too sensitive, so we'll see what your feedback is on the recording tonight. But it's been my pleasure to bring you the show. I want to encourage you to email me here at geeknews@gmail.com, geeknews@gmail.com. Of course, if you want to follow me on Facebook, please do so. If you have something on Twitter, @geeknews, it's greatly appreciated, all of you, for tuning in. Thanks for being for the Ohana, and we'll see you next time on the Geek News Central podcast. Everyone take care. Aloha.